So welcome back in our little series about darkroom technology.
欢迎大家回来观看我们这个系列的短片，是与黑光技术有关的。
By now, your heart will have called you to come, and you will have booked in with Wuling.
可能到现在，你的内心已经召唤你要过来参加黑光，也已经与吴林联系进行报名的事宜。
And reserved your space.
并且已经预定好了你的位置。
We want you to have the best experience.
我们希望你们拥有最棒的体验。
And having darkroom retreats is so interesting because we've watched many, many people have many types of experiences.
那其实主办这样的黑观是很有趣的。我们看见各种的人有完全不一样的黑观的体验。
And we know all we can do is invite people to be well prepared, but not everybody does that.
当然我们能做的一切就是邀请大家尽量做充分的准备，当然不是每个人都能够真正做到。
And so let's just begin by sharing some of the things that happens if you are not well prepared.
所以呢，我们最开始先分享一下，如果你的准备不够充分的话，会发生些什么样的事情。
Some people are so busy.
有的人太忙了。
And before they come, they've been eating a lot of heavy food.
在他们来之前还一直吃一些很沉重的食物。
Most people who come to us are usually vegetarian, but not always.
那基本上而言，到我们这里来的人大部分都是素食者，当然并不全部都是。
So if somebody hasn't done a colonic in their system, cleaned their blood of parasites, cleaned their colon, washed everything out from their higher intestines, then the first thing that happens is a lot of discomfort in their body.
所以来之前如果没有进行过大肠的水疗，然后把肠道的上部还有结肠等各个地方清理干净，而且也没有清除血液当中的寄生虫的话，他们到黑观来的第一个体验就是不舒服。
The body can go into physical detoxification.
身体可能就会进入排毒。
Headaches.
会有头痛。
Fever.
发烧。
Sweating.
流汗。
Smelling.
然后闻起来身上有臭味。
Wanting to vomit.
或者想呕吐。
Cramping stomach.
然后呢胃部有痉挛。
Shrinking stomach.
然后胃部在逐渐收缩。
And generally for 3-4 days, sometimes more, feeling horrible.
基本上呢三到四天甚至更长的时间都感觉太糟糕了。
Now this is normal.
这是正常的。
But do we want to experience it in darkroom?
但是我们是否想在黑观当中有这样的体验呢？
Of course not.
当然不想。
We want you to arrive with a very, very clean system.
我们希望大家入关的时候啊，整个的体系都是非常非常洁净的。
Everyone I've talked to after darkroom who have suffered a lot from physical detoxification said, I wish I had have done what you asked and prepared my system better.
所有那些在黑关当中因为在黑关里边排毒而身体感觉不舒服受苦的人，在出关之后我跟他们谈话的时候，他们每个人都告诉我，我真的是但愿我来之前要能够充分的准备好就好了。
And while the body did eventually settle and they had few, maybe 4-5 powerful, wonderful days, they wish they could have been more present and received all the gifts for the full 9 days.
当然最后呢身体逐渐的安定下来了，可能他们有3-5天的真的感觉非常的棒，但是他们还是希望如果能够整个9天都能够保持完全的临在，充分的接收到黑观给他们带来的礼物就会更好。
Some people of course with this detoxification they start sniffling and sneezing and having symptoms of a cold.
当然有的人在排毒的时候他们的状态呢就像感冒一般的，会流鼻涕，会打喷嚏等等。
But if you come to darkroom with a strong immune system,
但如果你来黑观的时候呢，免疫系统很强，
you don't get these things.
你就不会有这些症状。
So could you have acupuncture before you came, for example?
举个例子，你来之前能否去进行一下针灸呢？
To strengthen your immune system.
来强化你的免疫系统。
Could you focus your diet on becoming lighter and lighter and lighter before you come?
那你来之前，你的饮食是否能够一再的清减？
We would love that from around 3 months before you come, that you get off all heavy foods.
我们希望大家来入关之前的三个月就开始把所有的沉重的食物都从饮食当中去掉。
Instead of having a big dinner plate full of food, maybe have your food on a little bread and butter type plate or small bowl.
那如果你的晚餐是习惯用一个大盘子装一大堆食物的话，能否把盘子换成小的，或者说一个小碗？
Start to train yourself to eat less and less and let the stomach shrink naturally in preparation so it doesn't have to do that when you come in or it just needs to shrink a little.
所以呢，要训练自己逐渐地减少了饮食量，并且让自己的胃部呢自然地缩小。所以你入关的时候呢，不用再经历胃部缩小的过程，或者说这过程只剩下最后一点点。
Can you make sure that your intestines are clean with good colonic irrigation?Or make sure that you come in at least 2-3 days before to have the treatment at the clinic here at Tao Garden.
那您能否来之前呢进行一次大肠水疗？就是灌肠，可以把你的整个肠道清理干净。或者说你要确保至少提前2-3天到我们的黑关的这个现场，就是稻花园，在稻花园的诊所里面进行大肠水疗。
Now another thing we notice is so many people in our world have picked up parasites that can be very disruptive in the system. Everyone has bacteria in their body, but often that bacteria, the parasites, aren't helping the body maintain health.
我们而且注意到了世界上越来越多的人可能都会感染上寄生虫，它对你的整个体系可能会造成巨大的干扰。所以呢，像有时候寄生虫以及其他的一些细菌的话，在你的体内对于你维持健康并没有好处。
So in the West, there are many ways to find out if we have parasites. We can test the system with kinesiology, for example.
那在西方，我们有很多的方式能够检测你的体内是否有寄生虫。比如说，你也可以用一些人体动力学的方式去测试。
And even though in darkroom we will give you good testing techniques to always find out what is perfect for you in life, we're not with you for the first few months as you prepare.
虽然在灰关当中呢，我们会教大家各种各样的测试的方法，来找出在你的生活当中各种事情之上，对你而言什么是最完美的。但是呢，在你来黑关之前的几个月的准备当中，我们却没有跟大家在一起。
So one, shrinking the stomach slowly over time before you come.
所以呢，第一点就是在你来之前，要逐渐的、缓慢的，让你的胃部自然缩小。
By eating less and less.
就是透过越来越减少你的饮食量。
And then looking at the type of food you are eating.
同时你也审视一下你吃的食物的种类。
By the time you are ready to come into darkroom, we would like to think that you're on a mainly raw food diet, vegetables, maybe some fruits.
所以这样到你来黑关之前，你的饮食呢主要是一些生食，可能主要是蔬菜，还有少量的水果。
So having much more raw food in your diet for a few months before you come.
所以在你来之前的几个月呢，你的饮食当中的生食量要逐渐的加大比例，主要是以生食为主。
This too acts as a natural cleanser and detoxificator of your system.
那这个也会是自然的给你的身体在排毒，并且进行清理。
So changing your diet to a lot more live food with good high life force.
所以把你的饮食改变成主要以一些具有很高的生命力的那些食物为主。
And of course, you can Google this or look on search engines in China for the benefits of having a diet with a lot more life force in it, a lot more raw food.
当然你也可以在搜索引擎上面去查一下，如果饮食当中食物呢主要是生食，或者说主要是以生命力很高食物为主，会有什么样的好处？
Some of you might like warm soups, of course. So maybe one meal a day before you come can just be a light soup.
当然也很多人喜欢喝那种温暖的汤，所以你来之前可能每天有一顿饭主要就是以汤为主。
Now, physical toxicity is easier to deal with.
肉体上面的排毒呢是更好处理的。
And Wu Ling will send you a copy of the book The Food of Gods, part of that.
那吴林呢会给大家 发去众神之石的这本书的部分
节选。That helps with preparation.
真的有助于你的准备。
But you might also like to get this book in Chinese from our Taiwan publisher somehow.
当然，你可能也会考虑呢，从我们的台湾出版商那里买下这本书的中文版。
I like to honor our intelligence.
那我喜欢来尊重我们自己的智慧。
And so our book, The Food of Gods, and also the Prana Program has so much information about our research.About being nourished by qi and how it's possible and how to prepare the system.
那我的这两本书《众生之石》以及《普拉纳课程》或者《普拉纳计划》当中，都有大量的信息关于我们多年的研究，来告诉你以气为生，或者被气所滋养是如何实现的，并且如何准备。
And both talk about the lifestyle we recommend that we will be living in dark room.
而且两本书当中都会谈论到。我们所推荐的生活方式，而且在黑光当中，我们会一起来实践。
Because what we're doing on 9 days and nights is stripping back the system from many limited ways of being.
那我们在黑光当中九天做的，就是让我们的体系脱离那些很带有局限性的存在方法。
But the biggest problem in dark room.
但黑光当中最重大的问题。
Once you've entered with a clean system.
一旦你带着一个清净干净的系统进来
的时候。Is mental toxicity.
最大的问题其实就是心智的毒素。
Oh my God, I'm so bored.
哦，我的天哪，我太无聊了。
What am I doing in darkness?
我在黑暗里头到底在干嘛呀？
She's not feeding me.
她也没有为我们吃东西。
And she won't give me all the things I like in my culture.
她也不会给我们的文化当中我们所喜欢的任何东西。
I need warm water.
我需要喝热水。
I want ginger tea.
我想要姜茶。
I want light soup.
我想要清淡的汤。
You're not going to get it.
但是这些你们都拿不到的。
Because we want to show you how your system can operate differently from the idea you may have been living through with Chinese medicine.
因为我们想向大家展示的是，你的体系可以用很不一样的方式来生活，与中医所相信的一些传统的方法可能不一样。
In dark room, we work a lot with your body of light.
在黑光当中，我们更多的是在。
And it's an internal feeding system.
它是一个内在的滋养系统。
That can also warm your body.
它也可以让你的身体变得温暖。
So you don't need warm water in dark room.
所以在黑光当中你不需要热水。
So on that level, we strip it right back.
所以在这个层面上，我们把很多东西都把它去掉、简化。
And let your body work with energy differently.
让你的身体用不一样的方式来运用能量。
And one thing you need to come into dark room with.
那有一个东西你是需要带到黑关当中来的
is the willingness to change time
就是要愿意去改变时间
to learn to be fully present
要学会完全临在
in each now moment
在每一个当下的片刻
so a book I recommend you read
所以我会推荐大家读一本书
is the incredible book by Eckhart Tolle The Power of Now
是艾克哈特·托利所写的一本不可思议的书，名字叫做《当下的力量》。
And this book is available in many languages, including Chinese.
这本书已经翻译成了多种语言，包括中文。
Now, if you have time,
如果你有时间
in your preparation,
在你准备的时候
we would love you to read his next book, A New Earth.
我们也希望大家能够读他的另外一本书叫做《新世界》。
Because we will be applying the principles of unity consciousness that will bring us into this new earth.
因为我们会应用一些合一意识的原则，好让我们进入到这种新的世界之中。
So if you have read these books, absorbed these books, you'll enter into dark room with a little less mental toxicity to deal with.
所以如果你在来之前读了这两本书并且应用了其中的原则的话你进入黑关的时候需要处理的心智上的毒素就会少很多
Yes, those first few days are hard because you may be busy, busy, busy and then you come in and it's silence and stillness
是的最开始几天可能是艰难的因为你在外在的世界一直都是非常的忙碌进来之后却是寂静一片非常的静止不动
That is a natural adjustment
所以这是一个自然的调整
But we do adjust, we do harmonize.
但是我们确实可以调整，而且可以和谐起来。
Now emotional toxicity.
然后还有情绪上面的毒素。
How can you prepare for that?
你如何在这个方面准备呢?
Before you come in.
在你进黑关之前。
Make sure you read all the information Wu Ling sends you.
要确保呢，你读了吴林发给你的所有的讯息。
So you know exactly what you're stepping into.
所以你就完全的知道你踏入的是一个什么样的场景之中。
So you know what darkroom is about.
所以你知道黑关是关于什么的。
And that we won't be catering to your emotional body's desire for things like warm water.
所以呢，我们不会去。满足你的情绪体的一些渴望，比如说热水
，or soup，
或者说是汤。
We want to keep it simple.
我们希望把它简化。
But we will be doing beautiful meditations.
但是我们会做一些非常美妙的冥想。
And providing power codes and words to quickly harmonize our physical, emotional, mental, and etheric systems.
而且呢，会提供一些有威力的密码。能够很快的让我们的肉体、情绪、精神以及以太体能够和谐起来。
So we cannot invite you strongly enough.
所以呢，我们是强烈的邀请大家。
But if you want to go deeper, quicker into darkroom and really feel what's there and enjoy what's there.
如果你想更快、更深入的进入到黑关的空间当中，并且去。真正的感受和体验到那里有什么东西。
That you take the time to prepare your body physically and detoxify it.
那你就是要花时间很好地准备你的身体，并且让它充分地排毒。
There are ways of detoxing your intestines, your liver, your pancreas.
那有各种各样的方法可以在你的肝脏、你的胰脏，还有你的肠道部分进行排毒。
To perhaps see a Chinese herbalist who are very skilled with this.
或者去见一个中医，关于中草药方面非常有技巧的专业人员。
But we also recommend before you come that you be familiar with yoga or qigong or tai chi.
同时呢，我们也请大家在来之前呢，会非常熟悉。气功、瑜伽或者太极当中的一种或多种。
I love to do yoga.
我很热爱瑜伽。
When I'm in the outside world with my physical vision, I usually do maybe an hour a day.
那当我在外在的世界能够看见的时候，我基本上一天会做一个小时瑜伽。
I notice that now I'm in my 60s, I need to stay more flexible.
因为注意到我现在已经六十多岁了，需要保持身体的灵活性。
But when I come into dark room,
但是当我进入黑关的时候
，and I have my quiet time,
我就有我自己的安静时间。
Because we do have periods of silence and solitude every day there, as well as group gatherings and meeting time and meditation time together.
那我们每天除了有集体的聚会。在一起分享和冥想的时间之外，还有每个人的安静、静默独处的时光。
And I find that I love to be so present with my body, and I can do 3 hours of yoga.
我就发现我自己呢非常享受与身体一起临在的时光，我就可以一天做3个小时的瑜伽。
I just slow it all down.
我就把整个的速度放缓下来。
So people who love qigong, love tai chi, yoga, and understand the benefits, this helps also keep the body flexible in dark room and fill in some of the time you have there.
所以呢，如果大家真的是很热爱做气功、太极或者瑜伽，并且感受到它的好处的话。那你就能够在黑关当中保持身体的强壮和灵活，并且能够填充黑关当中的一些自己独处的时间。
When our systems get more harmonized in dark room,
当我们的身体各个体系呢在黑关当中变得更加和谐的时候
，we can find we stop sleeping.
我们有可能会发现自己停止睡觉了。
And then suddenly you have 24 hours a day in dark room.
突然一下，你在黑暗当中一天24小时都是清醒的。
And some people love that.
那有的人很热爱这一点。
When you learn to relax fully in the moment and master time.
当你学会在当下能够完全的临在，并且能够驾驭时间的时候
，use your time differently.
你就用不一样的方式来。
So yes, we like you to do physical exercise in dark room to keep the body strong and flexible.
是的，我们希望大家在黑光当中做身体的练习，保持身体的强壮和灵活。
And keep the qi channels open.
而且保持你的气的通道都是敞开的。
Let the qi flow more strongly.
让你的气更加强烈的流动起来。
But we do dancing in dark room.
但我们在黑光当中也会跳舞。
And that helps.
这个也是有帮助的。
So if you're not comfortable with tai chi, qigong, or yoga, or you don't know these systems.Again, a few months before you're coming, learn them.
所以如果你不太擅长做瑜伽、气功或者太极，那么在你来之前这几个月呢，就可以好好的准备学习一下。
Find a wonderful qigong teacher.
找一个非常棒的气功老师。
Qigong is an incredible practice.
气功是一个不可思议的练习。
Find a really lovely tai chi teacher.
找一个真正的非常可爱的太极老师。
Or yoga.Whatever calls your heart,
无论是什么在召唤你的心。
And then again, you enter into dark room more physically flexible, more physically fit as well.
这样你进入黑光的时候呢，你的身体就会更加的有灵活度，而且更加的健康。
So a little intellectual food.
所以呢，还有一点点心智上面的食物。
Reading our research on being nourished purely by source energy, essence or qi.
那去读一下我们的研究，就是如何被本源的能量或者气所滋养着。
Stepping deeper into the understanding that Eckhart Tolle is sharing.
去更深刻的理解托利所分享的一些洞见。
Which is wonderful mental food for dark room.
这对黑光而言也是很棒心智食物。
Getting trained in ways to keep your body flexible and strong through the things we've just mentioned.
那透过我们刚才所谈论的几种锻炼身体的方式，来保持你的身体能够经过很好的培训，能够强壮灵活。
Cleansing your body before you come in.
来之前呢，给你的身体做一个大的清扫排毒。
Detoxifying your body.
就是给身体排毒。
And eating lighter.
吃得更为清淡。
And less.
吃得更少。
Now, when people do this,
当人们做到这些的时候
they are very different to the ones who don't.
他们与来没有做这些人是很不一样的。
They come in strong.
他们来的时候就很强壮。
They can hold focus in meditation.
他们能够在冥想的时候集中精力。
They adapt quickly.
他们很快就能适应。
And it's far more enjoyable.
所以整个过程都享受许多。
They're not feeling like they have to vomit.
他们不会感觉到自己想要呕吐。
They're not running to the toilet all the time as the body detoxes.
他们也不会随着身体的排毒想不断的跑去上厕所。
They don't have headaches.
他们不会有头痛。
They're not lying around complaining and groaning and wondering why they're there.
他们也不会躺在那里不断的呻吟、哀怨、抱怨为什么我到这里来。
So your experience.
所以这是你的体验。
It's up to you.
这是由你决定的。
Prepare well.
好好的准备。
Very different experience.
那体验就完全不一样。
To coming without preparation.
那与没有准备就过来是很不一样的。
And most human beings I know.
那我所知道的大部分的人。
They want to have uplifting positive experience.
他们希望有振奋人心的积极正面的体验。
Not suffering, suffering, suffering.
而不是不断不断的受苦。
Okay. So that's the beginning.
所以这是一个开始。
So again, we look forward to you actually arriving to be in dark room with us.
所以我们真的是很期待你到达这里，在黑光当中与我们相见。
To arrive with a good attitude.
你到的时候有一个很好的态度。
And a well-prepared system.
而整个体系准备得很充分。
With an openness to be in harmony with everyone there.
那态度非常的开放的场。愿意与在场的所有的人保持和谐。
And very respectful of your roommates that you may be sharing with.
也许呢会非常尊重你的室友。
So don't be shocked.
所以呢不要感觉很震惊。
If we ask you to surrender your iPhone.
如果我们要求你上交你的 iPhone 的话。
So you can have no distractions of the outside world.
所以你就不会受外在世界的干扰。
This is Jasmine Heen.
这是杰斯穆英。
吴玲。
还有吴玲。
And looking forward to seeing you soon.
期待很快能够见到大家。
Or sensing you.
或者说是感受到你。
Namaste.
Namaste.